Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. I can't believe it, but it's actually supposed to hit 50 degrees today. It's been overcast and dreary all week, but the clouds are supposed to break at some point today with a beautiful weekend to come. Well, today is not only the end of this week, but it's also the end of a series we've been in for the last 6 weeks exploring different spiritual practices. These practices help us grow closer to God and grow in our awareness of God. What I mean by that is, when we do these things, they can help us recognize that God is with us and active in our lives and in the world. And of course, when we see God active in the world, it can also help us see how we can jump in to love and serve others as well. The 6 practices we looked at were prayer, reading the Bible, silence, fasting, Sabbath, and service. You may have joined the podcast somewhere along the way or missed some episodes here and there, and that's okay. I'll do a quick recap. Prayer is a way of talking with God and not just to God. So, while we can always stop and talk to God anytime, it's also important that we take time to listen for however God may want to communicate back to us. Reading the Bible isn't always easy, but when we read it and study it, especially with others who are also seeking to know, love, and trust God, we grow in our wisdom and understanding. The practice of silence is meant to quiet down all the noise, both around us and inside of us, so we can better hear and respond to God's voice in our lives. Fasting is giving something up on purpose for a period of time. One of the main reasons we might do that is to show both God and ourselves that the things we crave, like TV time or our morning cup of coffee, are things we enjoy, but not actually things we need. Sabbath is about making time for rest, not just because we need it, but because it's a gift from God. We can take breaks, trusting that God is ultimately the one who holds all things together. And finally, this week, we talked about service being love in action. We can bless other people by being kind and doing things to help them. We also saw that when we let other people help us, that can be a blessing too. As we usually do on Fridays, I have some reflection questions that will help us look back and lock in some of the things we've experienced and learned. If you have time to think about them and answer them now, great. You can also pause the podcast and pick back up tonight if that works better. I'll be here when you get back. The first question is, which of the 6 practices seems easiest for you and which seems hardest? Remember, your options are prayer, reading the Bible, silence, fasting, Sabbath, and service. When you have your answer, share it with your family. For me, the easiest is definitely reading the Bible. I love looking at the stories, and I've found that pretty much all parts of the Bible, the easier parts and the more challenging parts, all offer me more to learn, think about, and apply. The hardest for me is probably silence. Now, I don't always like fasting, but I can do it. Silence, on the other hand, is a real challenge, as my life is normally full of noise. Our second question is, was there anything you learned or anything someone said during your family discussions that stuck with you from the last 6 weeks? Did you love seeing the deep field space image? Did we talk about something familiar like prayer or reading the Bible, but in a way you'd never thought of before? Or did someone have a really thoughtful answer or impactful story that they shared? Go ahead and share your answer now. I think the thing that impacted me the most was more of a general idea. We don't practice any of these things to earn God's love or to try to prove that we're good people. Rather, these practices are tools that God has gifted to us to help strengthen our relationship. Okay, our final question is, are any of the practices things you'd like to try to do more of now that you better understand them? Maybe you've said prayers before, but you're excited by the idea of listening for God to respond. Or maybe you've never heard of silence as a practice before, and you want to start by trying a minute or two at a time. Take a few moments to share your answer now. I think my answer is probably fasting. We began the season of Lent on Wednesday, and it's traditional to give up something for that season until Easter. In the past, I've given up things like coffee or dessert and either hated every minute of it or ended up sneaking some, mostly because I didn't really understand what fasting was really all about and was relying on willpower alone. This year, I think it's going to be a much different and better experience because I get it more thanks to our time exploring it together. Now, not everyone gives up something for Lent, so please don't feel like you need to. If you want to, that's great, but it's certainly not required. And if you want to start small, maybe by giving up TV time once or twice per week rather than every day, that's still a big step. Another option some people choose is, instead of giving something up, they add a spiritual practice. So if your answer was one of the other ones besides fasting, you could make that the practice you focus on this Lent. Okay, let's wrap this all up with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that you've given us ways to look for you, listen for you, and connect with you. You haven't given us spiritual practices as homework to fill our time or prove ourselves, but you've given them to us because you love us. May we take advantage of these practices because we love you too. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great weekend, and I can't wait to jump into something new with you on Monday.